be with you.
And your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We are reading from the book of Ezekiel for our first reading. And this is the vision of Ezekiel when he was being commissioned by the Lord to be a prophet of the Lord. And it's very instructive in our spiritual life, things that had been given to Ezekiel and what happened to Ezekiel in the commissioning. It's very instructive in our life. For one thing, there is this phrase here that is very significant and specific, almost specific to Ezekiel. The term "son of man." It says, "As for you, son of man, obey me when I speak to you." The phrase "son of man" happened 93 times in the book of Ezekiel, twice in the book of Daniel. And so Ezekiel is known for this one particular phrase to describe him as the prophet. Now, we all know that eventually the Lord will refer to himself as the Son of Man. And we can go on several days unpacking the meaning of this phrase. But suffice it to say that in the commissioning of Ezekiel here, the Son of Man is being used to underline, to signify the vast difference between God and that which is human. So there is that vast difference, you know. God is way, way superior than our humanity, and yet surprisingly, God bends down to talk and speak and communicate and have a relationship with the lowly creature. Here also in the commissioning of Ezekiel, God gave Ezekiel the scroll to eat. He gave him the scroll to eat, and we know that the scroll is the word of God. Now it says here the scroll was filled with writings front and back. Now usually the scroll is just one page. The back is empty. Now the significance of that is the word of God is full. It speaks of the fullness of the word of God. And God instructed him to eat of the scroll, meaning to take it in, make it a part of yourself. Well, the command is very obvious. You know, for all of us who are reading these passages, we are being asked by the Lord to internalize what you hear, what you read, because what you hear and what you read is the Word of God. And it's well, here Ezekiel also said that the words were full of lamentations and woes. Huh? But then it was sweet in my mouth. Well, it means because even though sometimes the Word of God could be challenging and could be at times scary, you know, it is sweet because it is spoken out of love. You see that. You see that pattern in the book of Psalms. The psalmist would be complaining bitterly to God. Where are you? Why has my enemy won over me? I have been looking for you, waiting for you. My God, why have you forsaken me? And yet in the end, the psalmist will praise the Lord for his goodness. And so the Word of God is our treasure. Sometimes it challenges us. Sometimes it comforts us, but in its fullness, it has all that breath and yeah, it has all that breath and challenges and consolation. So this is where now the gospel comes to us and invites us to have what kind of attitude then should we have in receiving the Word of God? Well, the Lord is very clear. Be like little children. The little children, they trust their parents, that their parents will give them what they need even before they ask of it. In their humility of heart, they understand that nothing terrible, nothing bad can come from their parents. That's the attitude that we should take. There's a bit of a warning here in the Gospel of of Matthew, and says, unless you turn and become like children in their humility and openness to God, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. It says, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. This is the language of Exodus. As we very well know, the first generation of Jews that traveled from Egypt all the way to the direction of the promised land did not enter the promised land. It was the second generation that entered. Why did that happen? Well, because of their stubbornness of heart, because of their arrogance, they were not like children. It's a continuous reminder, my friends, for all of us, that we certainly, as baptized Christians, as baptized Catholics, heaven is our heritage. But let not our hearts be arrogant like the Israelites of old. Let us have the heart of children who understands that nothing bad comes from our Father, because He is our loving Father and He knows what we need even before we open our mouths to speak of them.